Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, onto your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Monica Connolly, a transformational expert and mindset coach who helps ambitious yet unfulfilled women to break free from self-doubt and reclaim their confidence, health, and purpose. Through her private coaching, group programs, and upcoming mastermind, Monica guides high-achieving women who have spent years prioritizing others to reconnect with their true selves and step into the next chapter with clarity. Now, Monica's personal journey of overcoming burnout and binge eating demonstrates how the greatest challenge we have can become our most powerful mission. And while balancing her coaching business with a full-time corporate healthcare career, she's helping women transform their mindset and gut health to create lives and businesses aligned with their deepest values. That's what it's all about. I love it. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for joining us. So
absolutely.
If you can just, can you expand just a touch more on, you know, where you are today of your business, and yeah, who is it that you love to work with the most?
Yeah, so my business is pretty new. I just started it in 2024, and I know now that basically my entire life was preparing me for that. My experiences and knowledge was preparing me to start this business. So I work, like you said, with women. I am a primary caregiver. I have a full-time job and found that I had lost myself and didn't really know, like, where do I go? Where's a roadmap to help me find myself and find my purpose again? And that is what started my business, was finding that for myself and realizing that there were so many other women like that, that I could then walk next to and help them do the same thing.
Yeah. I love that you said that your whole life was preparing you for this business, this thing, because oftentimes we look back and realize we can't plan things too much because we change, life changes, our family changes, society changes. And then we realize we've been given all these gifts and tools and knowledge and advice and experience, and then realize, oh, crumbs, I think now I'm going to do this. And it magically, mythically comes together. So what is it that those women, what are they looking for when they first reach out to you? What do they think they want?
A lot of them are looking for clarity in kind of life. A lot of them have lost control of their physical health. They're really looking for a path to start on a physical health journey that they know will also help them with a journey on their mindset and help them build businesses or get into businesses that they love.
Yeah. But there's kind of two sides of this. There's those that know, I want to start a business, I want to change my life. Something's, there's a trigger moment, which is like, I now see it, or now I'm willing to ask for help, no more. And then there are those that is more maybe guilt, maybe frustration, maybe I don't know. I don't know what I like anymore. I don't know what I want, especially women, especially parents who give it all to other people. I mean, you wear more hats than the guys do, but you give so much as well. And that giving becomes a habit, becomes part of your identity. And so it's like, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I want, but I know I want more than this. So what, traditionally, what do you find is that trigger moment for your women to be like, Monica, help? And is it help me with this, or is it just help because I don't know?
Yeah, both. Some of them, the trigger moment was like the final straw at work that day. And they just were like, that's it. And some of them have actually left their jobs and they're like, okay, now I have to figure out something, and I have to figure out something quickly because I have to have a paycheck coming in. And I have no idea what I like. I have no idea what my purpose is. And, you know, some of them have interest in so many things and trying to figure out a way to tie all of those things into really kind of a cohesive box that is going to encompass the things that they're really interested and passionate about in, and helping them figure out how to do that. Others have a business, but they're struggling. They feel, you know, like, gosh, this is really hard. And I don't know if I should keep going. I don't know if I'm going in the right direction. And they're really looking to refocus and get that clarity again and just get that momentum going that they felt, that passion that they first felt when they started their business.
Hold on, there's a thread here, because of all those people, especially when you said about the business, this is hard, should I keep going? It's rarely about the business. We all seek new strategies, new ways of working, new techniques, new platforms, when we don't realize that, well, Crumbs, you're on the Unforget Yourself show. Unforget yourself, remember you. So it's, there's something deeper that once you find, like you said, your purpose, what you want to do, what you like, those things become easier because you start to see, ah, oh, I should do more of that. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. But this can feel like it's such a big thing. You know, it's massive to find my purpose, to find what I like. How do you help your clients to maybe simplify this and realize you're putting too much pressure on it? It's not as big as you think it is. That makes sense?
Right. Yeah. A lot of it is looking at their core values. Looking at their core values and saying, okay, when you look at those core values, four or five core values that you have, how are you going to encompass those in your business? How are you going to make sure that you're staying aligned to your core values with your business? And then once they can go back and remember what those core values are and what's really important to them, they can take those into their business and be like, okay, this part of my business, this doesn't align with my core values. And a lot of times that's areas where they've been struggling in or felt like they were defeated. And once they got rid of those areas of their business, or, you know, really kind of got clear on what those priorities and what those core values were, then it's like a light bulb goes off and they just all of a sudden are like, oh, these are my core values. I'm clear on what I need to do. And this is how I'm going to translate that into my business.
Yeah. You said that one word that I love, alignment.
Yeah.
When you have alignment, is kind of beautiful. But a lot of people talk about this. You need to find your alignment. You need to be aligned, but you need someone to be aligned with. That's where the core values comes in. There's oftentimes this piece is missing. It's, I need to be aligned with what? How? What's the guiding light? So oftentimes we're trying to do things with like one hand tied behind your back or doing it blind, but we're trying so hard. with all the right will, but we don't have the right roadmap, as you said earlier. You just need the right roadmap. So tell me about what it's like for your women once they see your roadmap, once you guide them through this. Maybe once they see how easy it can be, or once they start to put these together and see some momentum. Selfishly, what do you love to see happen?
So usually my program starts focusing on your health as the first thing, because what I found is that so many times when you are out of alignment like that, when you are struggling, it's your health. That's the first thing that you start letting go. You stop taking time for yourself. You stop exercising. You stop taking the time to eat as healthy as you should. Because you're so bogged down, you're trying to take shortcuts. So the first thing that I have them focus on is really what health changes do I need to make? And just small changes. Is that meditating every day? Is that getting out and getting outside and being outside for a few minutes every day? And every person is like, I can commit this much time every day. And I ask them to do that. Also, really having them realize that they have to be okay with who they are right now at this time. So we do mirror work, and I ask them to look at themselves in a mirror and actually look in their own eyes in a mirror and talk to themselves. Because so many times when they come to me, they have so much negative self-talk, and that has such an impact. People don't realize how much of an impact that has. Your brain believes whatever you tell it. And when you start feeding yourself with positive self-talk and talking to yourself the way that you talk to your friends and your kids and your family, your brain starts believing it. It doesn't know not to. And so that usually you start to see this momentum building where they're starting to take healthier habits. They're starting to sleep better. They have more clarity just in general because they're sitting in a healthier position. And then we start looking at what are those core values? What's really important to you? And like you said, what is that guiding light for you? What does that look like? And how are you going to basically take those five core values and encompass that in your business so that you can keep that alignment and stay true to who you are in your business, regardless of, well, this isn't how my friend's doing it, or somebody over here told me that my values should be different. Really getting them to feel confident in making that decision.
Hold on. We just said there. So that's, people can influence, and we can hear people telling us, here's what you should have as a core value, not just here's what you should do, here's what you should think, here's how you should help me. But so to have this influence, if you will, and it probably are, again, it probably comes from a great place. Most people try and help you, but most other people are littered with their own fears or doubts or worries. So you inherit all these, let's call them pre-charged values. Sorry to jump in there. I thought that's so interesting that even your core values can be, here's what they need to be. And then you lose yourself. And is this hard? Because if you haven't got trust in yourself, you listen for external, it has to be internal first. It has to be from you. There has to be some, okay, let's go to that rabbit hole. You have to be able to listen to your intuition and feel yourself. But if you haven't done this for years, maybe even decades, it can be so hard to even listen to those whispers. How do you help for these women to actually hear themselves for the first time, maybe a long time?
Right. A lot of them don't trust themselves to make decisions. And I was the same way when I started down this journey. I had no trust in my ability to make a decision for anything. And you start making small decisions and working. That's part of why working with a coach I found so valuable, because I could say, hey, this is what I think, and this is, you know, the steps I would like to take. And they would bounce questions off of me. And, you know, they asked questions that made me go, oh, like, I really do know what I'm talking about. And I started to get confidence in myself that I had never had before. And They did it without influencing my decision, just helping me to see, like, yeah, see, look, you're doing this. And so that's what I do for these women too.
Yeah, I love that you said that. Those small steps, those baby steps. And it is true. You can't just completely hear everything and know your direction. It's like, no, you got to test it. You've got to practice and see, was that a whisper? Was that me? Things can only come from two aspects, love or fear. So is that coming from love? Is it coming from love rather than the fear, the judgments, the worry, the doubts? So to tap into that, again, to see if it feels like this or it feels like that, we simplify it. It's only two ways. So I'm all
that's
for
really
simplifying.
Interesting that you say that, because something that I have found so many people, they can't differentiate between the two. They just, most people won't sit with their feelings. And anytime something feels off to them, whether it's fear, anxiety, love, they automatically go to the fear and automatically think, this is bad, this is scary, I shouldn't do this. And they go down that road of fear. And sometimes, you know, that fear is good, but it's also learning to trust yourself and trust your body that, yeah, I'm a little afraid to do this, but I'm going to be okay. And having that emotion come up and having those physical symptoms that you feel from fear or from love or from anxiety or happiness, that's natural. That's what your body is supposed to be doing.
But there's a nuance there between something that is fundamentally the wrong thing for you to be doing, and there is, I'm just uncomfortable. Now, we can oftentimes get these mixed up and we can convince ourselves, no, this is the wrong thing to do, when really you're just a bit scared. It's just new, but it maybe this comes back to your core values, but it is aligned with the core values. So again, we need that lasso. We need that pivot point that was like, no, it's just uncomfortable. So how do you help your women to see that difference between fundamentally wrong, you are correct, don't do it, versus, yeah, you're just scared, I've got you.
Yeah. So it's really kind of how you described it. You take them back to those core values and you say, okay, looking at your core values, is this action that you want to take, is this keeping in line with your core values? And is it moving you closer to your end goal? If it doesn't answer those questions, then it probably is not the right move for you. You probably are, you know, reading that right, going, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. But if you can answer those questions and say, yes, this falls within my core values, and this is taking me a step closer to where I want to be, even though it feels kind of icky, you know that that's probably the right decision to make.
Okay, let's make this real then. So from your perspective, obviously, as you scale this business, you help more and more women, you change your balance, you're juggling all the things with your healthcare work, being a carer, being this guide for women, you're juggling a lot of things. So you've probably been through the ringer with this, with you probably doubted yourself, you probably felt super uncomfortable, but you had your core values. So what's it like? Because I love the coaches that go first, to be the ones that do the thing that they coach and they teach. You are going first, and I guess this is helping you with future clients that you're going to be able to give this bit of wisdom. So what's it like for you as in your journey?
So mine started out, I was terrified of everything. I didn't set goals. I didn't have dreams. I didn't do anything because I was afraid of everything. And once I started working with coaches and realized that I had a bigger purpose, and mine literally was in a day. I was asked to come and be coached on stage at an event, and I actually don't even remember what I said because I was so scared to do it. And the host just grabbed me on our way up to the stage and was like, "You're coming up on stage with me." And when I came down, I had several women come up to me and they were crying. And they were like, "Because you told your story, I can tell my story." you helped me with the fear enough that I can go tell my story now. And that's when I knew, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I need to pursue that. But then again, I was still afraid. And so I started down that same journey of learning, what are my core values? What is it I really want? What are my end goals? What do I want my business to look like? Who do I want to work with? What do I want to teach? What is the message that I'm going to be putting out?
But all those questions that you have just then, and you have to then apply it, and you have to make mistakes. I mean, we've all made so many mistakes. In fact, isn't coaching just teaching you all the mistakes that you've made so you don't have to do it? So tell me about some of those, maybe the mistakes that you made that at the time weren't great. You didn't feel good, but in hindsight, it gave you something. It gave you either a definite no, or it gave you a lesson that you're going to use elsewhere. Tell me about some of those mistakes, if you will.
Right. So some of them were costly mistakes, getting involved with coaches that I didn't know. And they, you know, their advertisement was flashy and sounded really good, but I didn't know anything about them and decided to jump into an expensive program and ended up not getting anything out of it. So that's, you know, I started learning right away. Oh, like this, I need guidance. I need to learn what steps I should be taking, because I was just doing everything on my own. I wasn't going to ask. I didn't know a lot of people, you know, that did coaching at the time. And so I didn't know the questions to ask, and I didn't have somebody. So I got connected into community with other women who were building businesses and connecting with coaches who had successful businesses. I knew I could keep doing it on my own, but it was going to be extremely expensive and I was going to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and takes so much longer, right?
Right? It takes so much longer. And I mean, some of the coaches that I've worked with, they're like, I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm, you know, just now at a point where I would call myself successful with what I'm doing. And I'm like, I want to leave my job at the end of the year. I don't want to wait 10 years. So I jumped into coaching and I jumped into a mastermind, and I was so blessed to connect with people that had the experience and were happy to teach me what they had learned and the mistakes that they had made so that I didn't have to make those same mistakes.
Yeah. So this is one thing you said there is when the support you need, the coaches, the programs, whatever, we don't know how to buy. We don't know how to buy this stuff. We don't know questions to ask. And so what we traditionally do is ask the wrong ones. So by making some of these mistakes, I think it probably helps you in your business, because you're probably still nervous, worry about some programs, some coaches, or next steps because it's uncomfortable on your next iteration. Whereas you probably have clients come to you and they're nervous, they're worried. So you're living it, but also helping people through it. So how do you, now we're going to talk about sales. Yes. So how do you, sales is not selling people, it's helping them to buy. So how do you help people to buy your service, your program, your supports, with this world of distrust and worry and doubting? And also on the flip side, it's us and accountability. Some of the things that you pray took, you weren't ready for, or maybe you didn't put the right work in. We take some responsibility for this as well. So in this world, there are so many variables. Have you taken all that to help your people through this kind of sales process? That makes sense?
Yeah. A lot of it is sharing my story with them. I'm a very open book. So I share my story of where I've been and how I got to where I am now, so that people can see I'm on the same path. I was you, and now this is where I'm at. And I can show you how I got here. You have to take the action. You have to take the steps. I'm here to help you walk through this and show you the steps that I took and help guide you. I'm just a couple steps ahead of you. I've just already gone through and I'm showing you how to do it. But I think for me, a lot of it is really being that open book. I want them to be able to come to me and ask me questions and know that I'm going to give them an honest answer.
On the flip side of this, because that's beautiful. And yes, I think we all want guides. I guess we'd love the big, big flashy mentor, but also we want someone to be, we can relate to.
Yeah.
You're, as you said, beautifully, I'm on the same path. I'm just a few steps ahead of you. I'll show you how to get here. Is you can relate. You've seen this.
Yeah.
You still feel this. So from that perspective, it's a case of, honestly, those guides, how are you paving the way in terms of what's next? Because you have to look forward for your business as well as look backward to help other people. So how are you balancing your journey, your flashlight and your map as you help other people with their map and their flashlight?
Right. For me, the really important thing is always learning. I'm always putting myself in rooms. I'm always connecting myself with people, and
yeah,
the people whose rooms I choose to be in and the people whose advice I choose to take are people who have the same values. They've exhibited to me that they have those values, but they also are that open book, and they're willing to share and they're willing to teach me so that I can turn around and take that information. And when someone else is at that same point in their life, I can teach them what I've learned.
Nice. And so what is the big plan? Because if we take that principle, take that you're learning, you're building, you're growing, what's the big vision? Do you have this all planned out? So like, I know exactly where I'm going. I know the route there. Or is it like, no, it's a bit blurry and that's okay. I'm still trying to find my path through here. What's it like for you? Because it's different for everyone.
Yeah. So when I first started my business, because my business is very new, it just started in 2024. So very new. And my goal was to launch my coaching business in 2024. And then as I got in more rooms and got around more people, I saw, well, there's not just coaching that I can help people learn and walk this journey. Networking has been a huge part of my journey and learning to connect with people who maybe are going to help me write a book or help me publish a book or who helped me start my podcast. So I got connected with all of these people, and bringing those same connections to the women that I coach with. So it's bringing all of that. And then I realized I don't want to just coach people in the sense of helping them find their passion and helping them with their health. I want to help them build businesses and teach them what I've learned about building businesses or about writing a book or, you know, lots of different things,
yeah,
and teaching them so that they don't have to make those same costly and timely mistakes that I made. So
yeah.
it's really branched from just launching a coaching business to now having a networking business, having a blog, having my website, having my coaching business, having a mastermind, and just kind of going from there to see where it goes. So I can say that the end goal is still blurry. I don't know yet.
Yeah. But the mission, but the impact. So maybe it's just finding the right tools, because we could argue that's too much to have a mastermind and a program and a networking and a book and podcast and this and that. It's like, there is a lot there that you're going to get there, but it's going to take a long time. Other people, one thing, scale that, make an impact. And I always say there's no right or wrong way. The less you do, the better you get quickly. So I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But as a human being, we want this variety. And maybe right now, again, let's go full circle. You're still maybe trying to find your feet with, this is what I do, but what's the best place for this to come across? So is it a bit of play as well as, well, we have to have play in this. You're a play
Oh,
tutor.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's taking those core values that you have and looking at the things that you're doing and saying, okay, Is this aligning with my mission, with what I'm trying to do and the message I'm trying to send? And do I want to focus on one thing? Do I want to just focus on opening this business? Or do I want to look at all of these other things that I can do too and do it all at one time? And just like I just jumped in 110% feet first and was like, I'm going to do everything that I can and try everything, because I had been so afraid to do anything before. And so for me, it was like, well, sure, I'll try this, because I had lost some of that fear. And I was trusting myself to make those decisions. And so I was more than happy to, you know, dabble my feet in a few things and see where it went. And then find out where really am I passionate about? Am I really passionate in my business and my mastermind, and maybe not so passionate about my book? Or what of those am I really passionate about? And what also of those things are going to help me get to that end goal, staying with my mission and my core values?
Yeah, I think impact's a great word. It's what's going to make a bigger impact for you, but also what's going to make a bigger impact in the world. So you have to balance the business and other people. So you can't just make a bigger impact with other people, like giving things away for free all the time. You'll never grow your business.
Right.
And vice versa, it needs to be not just about business, not just about you. It's you're building through impact. So I love that you brought that up. So look, for those people who, crumbs, they want to look at their core values, they want to find this, they need this help and support and this a roadmap from someone been there, done that, walking the same path. I mean, how can people reach out to you? How can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a website. It is Monica Connolly Coaching. I am also on Facebook under Monica Connolly. I have an email. It's kind of long. It's hello@monicaconnollycoaching.com. So kind of long. But you can connect to me through email and everything on my website too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or like, hell yes, this sounds fantastic, please go and check it out. Start the conversation. Say Mark sent you, and have a nice, enjoy your time. Explore. But again, look, Monica, thank you so much for being here. This has been, we've gone on all the different places. I've loved this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. This was so fun.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.